Thank you, Angie. Thank you so much. I will take very little space because today is a day to feature the work of our wonderful presenters and also to hear a bit from the audience. But I did prepare a little text that I want to read, simply because it's been a kind of overwhelming project and I felt if I stick to the page, I will make more sense. So bear with me for that. A few years after I moved to New York to study art, I stumbled upon an exhibition that changed my life. Fever, the art of David Wayan Arabics at the New Museum of Contemporary Art on Broadway. It was right then at the New Museum that I picked up a copy of Close to the Knives, Wayan Arabics' memoir of disintegration, and where I started to understand that my personal struggle as a young gay boy growing up in a conservative South American country was part of a larger political struggle. It was right then that I started to connect my personal experience to, as some of my comrades, the radical fairies, would sing, the blood of the ancients that runs through my veins. It was also right then that I started to identify my feeling of urgency regarding the injustice of this system towards queer lives. In Postcards from America, Wayan Arabics writes, but bottom line, this is my own feeling of urgency and need. Bottom line, emotionally, even a tiny charcoal scratching done as a gesture to mark a person's response to this epidemic means whole worlds to me if it is hung in public. Bottom line, each and every gesture carries a reverberation that is meaningful in its diversity. Bottom line, we have to find our own forms of gesture and communication. You can never depend on the mass media to reflect us or our needs or our states of mind. Bottom line, with enough gestures, we can deafen the satellites and lift the curtains surrounding the control room. I resist reading Wayan Arabics' words as historical. In fact, I want to think that today, more than ever, we can cease to find our own forms of gesture and communication, and to deafen the satellites and lift the curtains surrounding the control room. We live in a time of incredible conformity. Where is our collective feeling of queer urgency located today? I believe the pioneers of the sexual liberation movements must be appalled by the conservative turn of queer politics. We've learned to assimilate and to conform to those very things that our predecessors wholeheartedly and at times even violently fought against. Patriarchy, militarism, the violence of the nuclear family, and others. Today, our politics beg for inclusion in those violent institutions and critically, and we largely forget to think of our difference precisely as an opportunity to challenge and change this system's profound patterns of homophobic, transphobic, classist, and racist discrimination. The conformity is so extreme that just saying these words would make me, for some, a bad gay that doesn't support LGBT rights. And well, my response would be, you're right, I don't support gay rights on those terms. I want to imagine a queer politic of liberation, a queer politic of freedom and emancipatory power, the construction of a just world for queer lives not determined by those enamored with white, middle-class bourgeois power. The larger We Who Feel Differently project attempts to address these questions. The project is an archive and a platform. It archives interviews conducted with LGBT activists, academics, artists, and others in Colombia, Norway, South Korea, and the United States, as representative stories of the many histories and developments of sexual politics internationally. Although the archive is limited to 50 or so interviews, I believe it represents the nuanced nature and development of the movements. The archive is also a platform to hold all these kinds of events. The project was conceived as a discursive and physical side of interaction to propose alternative models to the dominant rhetoric of equality proposed by the LGBT movement and to form community around some of these issues. I am a privileged artist that is able to speak from the center. I have been lucky to work in museums and galleries that convene visitors from all paths of life. having the opportunity to address museum visitors who may have never thought that there is another side to the dominant discourse is a wonderful responsibility, and a responsibility that I want to take very seriously. It is also an opportunity to suggest alternatives and change imagination. As Esben Esther Pirelli-Benestad, our keynote speaker today, told me during our interview for the We Who Feel Differently archive in Oslo, when you say, excuse me, or I am so sorry, but I am different, that is more provoking than saying, I am different, or I have something to tell you. I can see something that I cannot see, that you cannot see. I would like to welcome Esben Esther and the other incredible presenters that are here today. And thank you all for participating in this project. You are my queer heroes and heroines, and I feel honored and humbled by your presence here. I want to thank also the new museum staff, Travis Chamberlain, Gabriel Ainshon, Joshua Edwards, Shannon Bowser, Kelsey Womack, Audrey Hope, Derek Wright, Victoria Manning, and whoever I have not listed here, whom you've made me feel really at home and welcome here, and you guys work all so hard. I would like to especially thank Unji Ju and Ryan Inoue, did I do it right, Ryan? From the new museum curators for inviting me to develop this ambitious project here, which will take place throughout the summer in the form of this event, an exhibition, and a series of Thursday evening events. Unji, thank you so much for letting me come back to the new museum after so many years to pay tribute to Wayan Arabics' legacy in my own way. Finally, I would like to thank and present the wonderful Regan Truax, my co-visionary, for her drive and commitment to this project have kept us going. Thank you so much to all of you for coming, and I hope it will be a productive evening, and if you're able to come back tomorrow as well, it would be great. A piece of shameless self-promotion. The book for We Who Feel Differently includes excerpts, a kind of edited overview of the interviews held in the archive, and it includes excerpts from the interviews with Tiger Howard DeVore, present in the panel, Esben Esther, Emily Royston, and some other people that will be talking here over the weekend, and it is available for sale up in the bookstore. Regan, please join me. Thank you so much.